Quince Garby covered his face on Main Street as if to protect himself from the wind and snow. But the truth was, he didn't want to speak to anyone. Didn't want anyone to see him darting yet again into the post office. There was a letter in the box. One of those letters. His jaw fell and his hands froze when he saw it. He glanced over both shoulders, then yanked it out and thrust it deep into a coat pocket. His wife was at the hospital planning a ball for crippled children, so the house was empty. He sat on the edge of his bed and examined the envelope. Same paper, same handwriting, same everything with a Jacksonville postmark 2 days old. He ripped it open and removed a single page. Dear Quince, thanks so much for the money. So that you won't think I'm a total thug, I think you should know the money went to my wife and children, so thanks again for your help. Another $50,000 should get them out of debt and start a nice college fund. Same rules as before. Same wiring instructions, same promises to expose your secret life if the money is not received quickly. Do it now, Quince, and I swear this is my last letter. Thanks again, Quince. Love, Ricky. He went to the bathroom, to the medicine cabinet, where he found his wife's Valium. He thought about eating all of them, but took two, and waited for the pills to work. He had begged and scraped and even lied a little to borrow the first installment for Ricky. There was no way he could squeeze another $50,000 from a personal balance sheet already heavily padded and still teetering on the edge of insolvency. And what if he managed somehow to steal the money? The criminal otherwise known as Ricky would simply thank him again, then demand more. It was over. He could hide the letters, then kill himself. His suicide note would place the bulk of the blame on his father. Death was not an altogether unpleasant prospect. No more marriage, no more bank, no more dad, no more Baker's Iowa, no more hiding in the closet. But he would miss his children and grandchildren. And what if this Ricky monster didn't learn of the suicide and sent another letter, and they found it? And somehow Quince got himself outed anyway, long after his funeral. The next idea occurred after the Valium had settled in at full throttle, and it made him smile. Why not try a little honesty? Write a letter to Ricky and plead poverty. Offer another $10,000 and tell him that's all. If Ricky was determined to destroy him, then he, Quince, would have no choice but to come after Ricky. He'd inform the FBI, let them track the letters and the wire transfers, and both men would go down in flames. He slept for 30 minutes, then gathered his jacket, gloves, and overcoat. As he drove to town, flush with the desire to confront the truth, he admitted aloud that only the money mattered. His father was 81. The bank was worth at least $10 million. Someday it would be his. Stay in the closet until the cash was in hand. Then live any way he damned well pleased. Don't screw up the money.